Hello, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Jerry, happy Friday. It's Paul from Local Splash. How's your day going so far?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well, sir. Thank you for asking. I did get your text message. So we are able to keep that client interview for 5 o'clock today?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be able to be on the beginning part of that call, say a quick hello to you, answer any questions before handing it over to them. Our automated system is going to send you a reminder at 4, an hour prior to that, and I did already send you a calendar invite to your email address. So we can process that payment of $249 on that card that we have on file then?
Yes, you can.
Okay, perfect. Let me just see if I can get you a confirmation email or a confirmation number. I can email it to you or I can read it off to you. It's up to you.
Email it, please.
Email? Okay. So I'm going to send you that email confirmation. Oh, while I've got you on the phone, if you might hold for just 1 second, and I'm going to email you that that confirmation. You're going to receive a couple of emails now that we process that payment. One is your welcome email. That's going to have your client support information on there. Most of our emails do. I think I've given you that information before. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the following business day if they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours. Now, you received also one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send us helps us expedite the process of kind of satisfying Google that you're a real, actual, legitimate company, that you're working in the local area providing the services listed. So if you can send us any photos of tools or equipment, a photo of the service vehicle, there's obviously not a storefront, so usually Google's happy with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. The one that I did actually want you to open, if you've got a second here, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it says, hello, Jerry, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
Okay. I see. And that's how you said the email, correct?
It's an email and a text, yes. Yeah, so you received it by email. The email calls. Correct. The one that says the Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, I've just pushed it.
So if you see in the body of the email above that blue graphic that says access your dashboard, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Thank you, the Local Splash team. So if you click on those two words, click here, it is hyperlinked to the terms of experience. So that's everything that we went over in the other phone call, the voice verification. So if
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just trying to make sure I keep up with you. So do I need to click access your dashboard?
No, above where it says access your dashboard, you'll see where it says click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on the actual words, click here.
Okay, that was asking me Safari. Let's see. I don't know why this thing does this. It's like when I click something, it asks me to go to Google or Chrome or Safari, and I just went to Safari. Okay, there you go. Okay, so.
You see where it says Local Splash Terms of Experience, and then it talks about the services we'll be providing, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Yes.
Now, feel free to scroll through anything above that line that goes across it. I don't want to walk you through everything. Obviously, I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google's our main focus, and that's because it's everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls, too. So we'll be mirroring the same content on Bing. Of course, it's all the destinations and directories necessary for you to be on that first page. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see that long line that goes across it, and below it, it populates a few boxes. We want you to click all three of those boxes. One, that you do allow us or agree to allow us to send text messages or SMS messages. One, that you certify that you are the authorized holder of the card on file, and the other, that you acknowledge that the payments are recurring and automatic. Of course, it's month to month, though, and you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. Jerry, once you do, though, have all three of those boxes checked, that's when you would want to either copy and paste or type in Jerry W. Burks in that longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. So click in there. It is case sensitive, so the J, W, and B are all capitalized, but only those letters are capitalized. No period after the middle initial of W. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. But once you've got Jerry W. Burks in that long box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on your...
It has my phone number. I don't see a loan fee box. It won't let me allow
you
me.
I was just about to say, you probably are on your smartphone. You might have to turn it sideways with your orientation unlocked so it pops into landscape mode, and then everything pops up high enough for you to see it.
Okay, copy that. And put it right, say click here, your name.
Correct. Yeah. And then it's the orangish colored longer box if you can't see all of it, but it does say confirm signature. Clicking on that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure name, address, phone number, make sure all of that information is accurate. Of course, we're the ones to create the website for you, and since customers do not come to you directly, we will not be listing a physical street address for your business. But you'll know that you're successful in submitting that form when it takes you to a login page. If it asks you for a username and password, you can actually stop right there. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview at 5, and then we'll activate your tracking system. We have to create the content that would be tracked. You will receive confirmation when your tracking system is active. You may try at any point in time to log in. You'll probably just get an error message saying we're still trying to set things up. Your login credentials are in the welcome email. So the welcome email has, of course, our client support information, which most of the emails do, but the welcome email has your login credentials. It looks like your phone number is your username. You cannot change it. It's in our system the same way, but it's designed, of course, for it to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's just the numbers. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So your username is 501-282-2930. It looks like Best Video, BESTVIDEO. That's your default password. You can change it at any point in time, but like I said, you don't even have to try to log in right now because your tracking system is not active just yet. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I'm in between phone calls at 5. I'll try to keep my phone line open, although things get a little busy towards the end of the day, especially on a Friday. But I do hope that I am available, in which case I would be on that phone call in the beginning to say a quick hello to you. But with me or without me, one of our technicians will call you right at or within a couple of minutes of 5 o'clock so we can get all the information that we need to start building out your website before the weekend. Okay?
Okay, so I don't need to go up. So
you do not. Yeah, we have everything we need right now, and then again, we'll be calling you at 5 o'clock for the client interview to get the rest of the information, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Excited to work with you, Jerry. I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going, getting your phone ringing, and of getting that website out there in front of more eyes, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Like I said, I do hope that I'm able to be on that phone call when our technician calls you at 5. Other than that, you take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jerry. You take care. Have a great day, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.